Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is August Osage County. While Meryl Streep's entire family is coming home to deal with her husband's death, her addictions, their relationships, their past, present, future, and most of all, they just need to deal with each other.
You ready for this?
No way.
Hey, Mom, I'm here.
She takes pills, Valium, Vicodin, Xanax.
Kid is trying to deal with this madhouse you've dragged her into.
This madhouse is my home.
Yeah, think about that statement for a second.
You are in rare form today, Vi.
Now, I must say, there's nothing I like more than seeing a movie filled with constant dysfunction, mayhem, hate, yelling, lying, and deceit. Makes me feel depressed, dirty, and on the verge of checking myself into a long-care psychiatric facility. Kidding, of course, I can't stand any of that. But there's always the argument that, hey, seeing a family so broken and damaged surely makes you feel better about you in your life? Hogwash, I tell you. If that kind of thing makes you feel better about yourself, you're probably the one in need of immediate medical intervention. Oh, and what about all those so-called Oscar-worthy performances? If that behavior gets you an Oscar, like 2 out of 3 people I meet every day would be Oscar winners. I get enough ickiness in the real world. I certainly don't need to pay to experience it. So in our movie night traffic light, August Osage County is a red light. Now onto a far more important movie, it's The Lone Survivor. Now this is based on a true story of Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell. Mark Wahlberg and his team are sent to Afghanistan to find a Taliban leader, but in an instant they're discovered and they're forced to fight for their very lives and find a way out.
Bad guy, senior Taliban commander of a tier 1 target.
A lot more than 10 guys. It's an army.
This op is compromised.
We got 2 options. 1, let him go. 2, we terminate the compromise.
We're good, right? We're solid.
God's looking out for us.
Everybody, let's move!
You can die for your country. I'm gonna live for mine.
Okay, once in a while a movie comes along that is so important it is bigger than what it is, and this is one of those movies. It tells in an amazingly realistic way what these soldiers are faced with and how they died and how only one survived. But it also shows how what every soldier is willing to sacrifice to and do for me, for you, for us. They do that so I can do this. This movie humbles you, it gives you perspective into the world of the brave, and makes you understand that freedom, it's not free. What every soldier is willing to do and does for me is astounding. The story is profound, the acting is intense, the action is captivating, and the message is lasting. Hopefully, anyway. So not only should you see this movie, you should want to see this movie. So in our movie night traffic light, Lone Survivor is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.